Daniel chapter 12, we'll read verses 5 through 13. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh death desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1,305 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Father, we thank thee for thy word and pray now that thou wouldst speak to our hearts by thy word and cause, we pray, that it might minister grace to us at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Here in this portion of Scripture, we find that two more angels come into the picture. And one of these angels asks, How long will it be until these things are accomplished? Now, you remember in our previous studies in the book of Daniel that Daniel had on occasion asked, When are these things going to be? And this particular occasion, however, it was not Daniel that asked, but rather one of these special messengers, two additional messengers that came. And so we might say if Daniel had asked it, well, God didn't want us to really know too much about this. Because he says to Daniel here, again, when Daniel asks, what are these things going to be like, he's told to go thy way, Daniel. In other words, like we say sometimes, the children run along now. And so God wasn't ready to explain to him all the details of this. But here it is, one of the messengers that asks the question. And if one of God's messengers asks the question, it's very evident then that this is something that God wanted us to know, because he is the one then that prompted the question itself. So one of the messengers asks, How long until these things come to pass? And apparently then God wanted to give us some information regarding the timing. The answer given then in verse 7, that the man clothed in linen said that he lifted up his hand and sware by him that liveth forever and ever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. When he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And so we have some time element given to us here in this, from the timing of the scattering of the power of the holy people, and the time element mentioned of time, times, and a half. The first thing that would occur to us is if we have time, and then if we have times, that could be possibly two then. That would make two and one are three, and then a half would be three and a half. That's a possible conclusion we could come to in this situation. And checking back in the book of Daniel, we find this is mentioned before in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25. Referring once again to these last times, the little horn, the Antichrist, He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. And so we have here the same thing. Time, times, and dividing of time, possibly adding up to 1 plus 2 or 3 and a half. Then in chapter 9 and verse 27, chapter 9 and verse 27, speaking once again of the coming Antichrist, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And so we have here the mention of a week, which we're not told exactly what that week stands for, just what exactly it means. However, we're told that in the middle of the week, he will break his covenant. And as we look back in chapter 4 in the time of Nebuchadnezzar's being driven from his kingdom, chapter 4 and verse 25, Daniel 4:25, the prophecy there was, "They shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee eat grass as oxen, they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee." And as we study the history of Nebuchadnezzar, we come to the conclusion that this just about has to be 7 years in the life of Nebuchadnezzar, indicating that probably the word times here in this particular situation would refer to years, and possibly then that the times mentioned in these others, or rather mentioned in chapter 9, could be years, weeks of years. And so if you have a week of years, that would be 7 years, and then if he breaks the covenant in the half of that week of years, that would again be 3.5 years, which would be a possible understanding then of this time schedule. Then to follow through the study of these dates, we turn to the book of Revelation. And in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 6, Revelation chapter 12 and verse 6, we have the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And recognizing that the Jewish calendar was of 30 days, and dividing your 1,260 by 30, then you would come out to 42 months or 3.5 years. And so here we have another prophetic statement, and the time element given is 3.5 years regarding future events. Then also in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 14, "And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time." So here in the same chapter of Revelation, we have this time, times, and half a time, following after the reference to 1,260 days. And so it seems as though these would add up once again to 3.5 years. Then in chapter 13 of Revelation and verse 5, "There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies." Once again, obviously referring to the latter days and the work of the Antichrist. "And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And 42 months, again, would be 1,260 days, or 3.5 years. And so it seems, as we look at this, that Scripture does indicate that this would be the time period that is being spoken of. And then, of course, in the book of Matthew, in chapter 24, we're told about the tribulation, the time of great suffering, suffering as never was before and never will be after that. And the description there in Matthew 24:21 is followed later on in verses 29 to 30 by the statements of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we would have there the indication of great tribulation, followed then by the second coming of Jesus Christ, following up the same pattern that we have in Daniel and Revelation, indicating that there is probably going to be, then in the end days, a 3.5 year period, a 42-month period, a 1,260-day period, that is going to be very important in God's plan in those latter days. Now, these references, as we've looked at them in the book of Daniel, are obviously of the Antichrist and not of Antiochus Epiphanes. Some try desperately to find the time schedule in the life of Antiochus Epiphanes, but every time one author thinks he's found it, he has 10 others to shoot him down and say that can't be. And it's very obvious that these dates are future dates that deal with the time of the Antichrist, and the fact, of course, that they're repeated again in the book of Revelation, which would have been after the time of Antiochus, would indicate that these are yet future dates, future times in God's plan. Then as we continue to look in the portion we read in the book of Daniel, as soon as we've got this all settled and we say, now here's a period of 3.5 years, 42 months, 1,260 days, I wonder what special significance that has. Then, as we read on, we come to verse 11 of Daniel chapter 12, and we read that there shall be at that time a period of 1,290 days. Well, 1,290 days is just 30 days more, which would mean 1 month more, which would be 43 months, or 3 years and 7 months. And then we begin to wonder, well, now what's the significance of this extra month? Then we read on in verse 12, and we say, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. Well, 1,335 days is exactly 45 days beyond the 1,390, or a month and a half beyond the 43 months, or now we're at 44.5 months. And the next question is, what is the special significance of these 43.5 months? Well, as you read various authors, you will find that most of the amillennial men will say that these numbers are only symbolic and have no real significance, unless they try and press them somehow into the life of Antiochus Epiphanes. They say these numbers are not specific. They are just generalizations. Well, if there were only one occurrence of a number, I suppose you might be able to say that, although really, if God says something once, it should be enough. But when you have reference after reference and confirmation after confirmation of these 1,260 days and 42 months and 3.5 years and 1,290 days and 1,335 days, if these are just generalizations and are only symbolic and have no real significance, then God's taking up a lot of my valuable time with some facts that aren't important. So I think we have to come to the conclusion that all of these mentions of specific numbers have very real and very important significance. Now, if you pick up some of the pre-mill premillennial authors. Say now, what do some of the premillennial men say these dates signify? And you'll find there'll be variations there. Some of them will say, well, the 1260 is no problem. That's the second half of the week of called the Great Tribulation. And then the 1290 days, since after the coming of Christ there's the judgment of the nations, that probably takes about 30 days to judge the nations. And then the 1335 days, an additional 45 days probably to set up the governmental machinery for the millennial reign. I'm not so sure I'm for a millennial reign with governmental machinery. In fact, I think I've about had it with governmental machinery already without a millennium full of it. And so I'm not so sure I really go for that explanation either. I was happy to see that some of these men were very realistic and would add the word probably into their statements, saying this is probably the reason for these extra days. I didn't find anybody that said they just plain didn't know. I don't know if they all felt they knew or if they didn't want to admit it or something. None of them said, you know, I really don't know what this means. And so I thought, you know, everybody likes to have the distinction of having a unique position. So I think my distinct position, unique position would be, I don't know what these and there's nobody that holds my position with me, I guess. Maybe many of them do and don't want to admit it. But I really feel, as I've mentioned on other occasions, that everything I teach you, I want to be as sure as I possibly can that what I am teaching you, I believe, is true. I don't want to teach you things that I'm not sure, as if they were truth. Because then you'll go out and say, no, my pastor says this, and that'll be taken as gospel truth. And maybe the Word of God doesn't say that. And then I'm going to make plenty of mistakes on things that I think I'm right on without venturing out on things that I'm not the least bit sure of. And so I don't want you to get the idea that I'm just shooting off all kinds of theories when I'm giving you things that I'm really convinced are the teaching of the Word of God. And so I'd much rather hear say that I just plain don't know what these dates are for. And I don't think that is really such a bad position, because in verse 10, the angel says, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. Now, wait a minute. don't judge me yet. I'm not done reading. But the wise shall understand. Now, verse 9, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Now, I believe that just as what Daniel wrote about Antiochus Epiphanes was not understandable until Antiochus came, and I'm sure many of the Jews stumbled over those prophecies and tried to guess what was going to happen. But when Antiochus came and fulfilled it, they just sat there with their little book of pre-written history and said, there it is. This is what he just did, and this is what he's going to do next. And these are sealed until the last days. In other words, as the time arrives, those who are wise in that they go to Scripture for their answers will understand as they see these things happening. And when they see these things happening, and here comes the 1260th day, they're going to say, now 30 more before this. And then 45, and we've got this. But until that time comes, I think we do a great injustice to the Word of God by speculating as to what these things might be when we are not yet at the place where we could have enough information to speak anything reasonably with any reasonable assurance that it's right. But now that doesn't mean this portion doesn't have profit. It isn't valuable. All Scripture is profitable. That's what we're told. And so all Scripture is profitable, even if we don't understand all of the coming relationships of events. Scripture is profitable. And so I looked at this and I said, Lord, 1,260, 1,290, 1,330. What's profitable then about this? If I don't know what it means, what good is it to me? The first thing that came to my mind was a while back when we took the airplane to Florida. We got on the plane here at Grand Rapids, got to Chicago. When we got to Chicago, over the intercom it said the flight that, I don't remember the time, was supposed to leave, say 8 o'clock, is going to leave at 9:45. Oh well, we might as well rest for a few minutes. A little while later, over the intercom, flight such and such to Tampa, Florida, will be leaving at 10:37. Oh, well, let's go look at the gift shops. A little while later, over the intercom, flight such and such to Tampa, Florida, will be leaving at 12:02. Well, let's get something to eat, shall we? While we're eating, over the intercom, flight such and such to Tampa, Florida, will be leaving at 1:59. Oh, well, don't hurry. Let's have dessert. While later, flight such and such to Tampa, Florida, will be leaving at 3:16. Let's sit down again. While later, flight such and such to Tampa, Florida, will be leaving at 4:49. While later, to Tampa, Florida, 6:37. We were 10 hours in that airport. But you know, if they'd have told me at 8 o'clock in the morning I was going to be there for 10 hours... It was hard. It was hard taking it an hour or two at a time, but it would have been harder if we hadn't had these little hopes in the middle. You know, hopefully it's going to be another hour, maybe. And I wonder, you know, the last times here we see some of these things coming to a head, and here we recognize here's the 1,260. Great, 30 more. Well, you know. After you've gone through 1,260, you think that the end is never going to come. But when you recognize that and you say, only 30 more, it gives you new hope. And then, only 45 more. Okay, gives you new hope. In fact, it says, blessed. Blessed is he that cometh to the 1,335th days. Like they said, you know, blessed is he that waiteth till 6:37, for he shall board his plane. And so we were just put off little by little, and we kept hanging in there. And I wonder if God doesn't have some special purpose of encouragement to His people in those latter days by giving us these very specific timing that we have here. Just like as we studied in our previous study here, we went over to Revelation chapter 22, where we saw constantly through Revelation 22, behold, I come quickly, in a little while, and shortly. And the expectation held before us was any minute. And so we were encouraged to hold on to a constant, moment-by-moment expectation. And so also here in Daniel, we're encouraged to hold on to a patient endurance. Because if God has these things all scheduled down to the exact days, 1,335 days. Almost sounds like a girl getting married. And she's got it all scheduled, you know, down as to how long before the wedding. They have it down in hours then. And so if God has that scheduled down to the very days when certain things are going to occur, what an encouragement then to have patient endurance. And not to think for a minute that just because it seems like so long, that maybe God has forgotten and maybe there isn't going to be an end to this. Here we have the assurance that God has it scheduled. Blessed. Blessed is he that patiently waits till the 1,335th day. And so these are very specific, very important time periods in which it will be very thrilling for God's people at that time to sit there with their book of Daniel and watch things happen. So hang on to your book of Daniel. It's going to be a very, very important book. We can enjoy reading it now, but it's going to be a very important book as God begins fulfilling this time schedule, and then we just watch Him do it step by step. So, don't let these numbers bother you. These numbers are God's provision for His people in the time of need. You know, there are a lot of scriptures actually that I read now that aren't terribly helpful to me because I'm not going through the situation that they are meant to be for. That's why we're told, you know, when you're depressed, read the book of Psalms. And you'll find special help at that time. And so when you're really happy, there are some psalms you just can't appreciate. And the same way here, when you're not in it, there are some dates here that we probably just can't appreciate. But when the time comes, and when God's people are in this situation, these dates are just going to be something very, very thrilling. And so, blessed is he that waiteth, because each and every one of these numbers is important and clear and is going to be a means of encouraging God's people to patient endurance. So we pray. Father, we thank you that you have not given to us in Scripture anything that is not meant to be a means of encouragement and help and very real profit to our spiritual lives. So we thank you for this, and we would not seek to explain these things away simply because we are not yet in a position to fully understand how they are going to be worked out. We pray that you would help us to lay hold onto the spiritual benefit, not spiritualizing what you've given to us, not spiritualizing it away and explaining it away, but hanging on to it just like it's written, so that when the time comes, our hearts will be able to be helped. And so we pray that you would grant to us this assurance that all Scripture is very clear, specific, and purposeful, that the man of God might be thoroughly prepared for every good work and every difficult situation in which you would place us. We thank you for this provision in Jesus' name. Amen. By way of prayer request, we'd like to have any